This is a 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station special presentation. Holiday Heroes with Burns and Gambo.
Benefiting the 100 Club of Arizona.
Presented by Copper Springs Health and your Arizona Ford dealers. Live from the Grand Canyon University Golf Course in Phoenix, this is Holiday Heroes on 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
We want to congratulate Jessica Johnson of Phoenix. She has won the Herm Edwards autographed football. She donated at least $25 to get her name into the raffle for our autographed items. This is Holiday Heroes here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station, presented by Copper Springs Health and your Arizona Ford dealers. Two ways you can get in on this and make a donation to the 100 Club, and boy, we would love it if you did. The 100 Club is an organization that financially and emotionally helps out the families of our first responders when there's a death, when there's an accident, when there's an injury, when financial or emotional assistance is needed. The 100 Club is very often there the next day, check in hand, ready to help. And we love to be able to support them. We've supported them for 11 years. They've been around much longer than that, 50 years, as a matter of fact, for the 100 Club of Arizona. And I think it's the least we can do as a thank you to our first responders. Here's how you can get involved today, and we're going to be asking you to do this all day. But the sooner you get in, the better. Text 100 Club to 62620. Donate $25 and you're registered to win one of the jerseys that we have to give away. Next up, we've got a Suns team signed basketball. For $25, you could win that or some of our other items. An Archie Bradley autographed jersey, Derek Stepan, Chandler Jones, Clayton Keller, Patrick Peterson, Devin Booker, David Johnson. All autographed jerseys we're going to be giving away through the course of the day. We're giving those away every half hour. You can donate $100 by texting 100 Club to 62620. And when you do, you're entered to win the Ultimate Arizona Sports Fan Package. Courtside seats for the Suns, glass seats for the Coyotes, Diamondbacks batting practice tickets plus tickets for a game, pair of tickets and pregame field passes to the Cardinals-Rams game, a pair of tickets to sit with Jerry Colangelo at a GCU basketball game, and an Arizona sports-themed fat scooter. All of that could be yours for a minimum donation of $100. Again, text 100 Club to 620-620. We always love it when all the hosts of the station stop on by. Gambo's doing his thing. He's on the phone right now trying to figure out what's going on with the Phoenix Suns. So a guy that I always be and enjoy being on the radio with, Vince Murata of the Bickley and Murata Show. It's the Burns and Murata. I'll even give you top billing now until Gambo gets off the phone.
Oh, you don't have to do
it's
that.
It's the Murata and Burns Show.
Nah, it doesn't sound right. Doesn't
no,
sound
doesn't.
Right. But good to be here, Burns.
I was going to say the Vinny and Skinny Show. It's like the Vinny and the Fat Guy Show here on the the Revitalized Guy and the guy not on Revitalize here on the Burns and Gambo Show. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I always love coming down here and helping you guys out whenever I can.
Yeah, we're going to keep you around for about a half hour or so, talk a little
sports. Nobody told me that.
Oh, so you're out now? That's it. I'm done. I'm leaving. We'll get to the Suns in just a second. News that just came down. I don't know if you saw this. Robert Kimdichie, surgery tomorrow for a torn ACL.
Yikes. I kind of suspected as much because Steve Wilkes was very evasive in answering those questions on Monday when it came up from the media. So you feared the worst in that case.
Yep.
If it's not a big deal, the head coach will usually say, yeah, just arthroscopic, but it's going to be enough to keep him out for the rest of the year. You want to talk about a guy who's had a frustrating stay in Arizona, Robert Kimdichie. when he started to show some sort of signs of life, this happens.
I am here, and it's very doubtful that they will pick up the fifth-year option by May. That's what I was told yesterday.
Makes perfect sense.
Very doubtful that they will pick up that option.
I think coming up with the news now, I know, Gambo, you just got off the phone. It's being reported. Steve Wilkes, as Vinny mentioned, very evasive about the injury a couple of days ago. Today, not so much. Torn ACL in his knee. So he's having reconstructive surgery on the knee tomorrow. I think that all but – because he's not even going to have a chance to reestablish value next year. I mean, there's 3 weeks to go this season. Yeah.
You can't have an ACL injury in mid-December and then come back next year. It's almost impossible. You could have it in August or September and give yourself a chance. If it's August, September, I mean, even early October. But when you start talking about this late in the season – middle of December,
you're right.
Your chances are done.
There's been exceptions. Not everybody heals like Adrian Peterson.
Very slim chance because of the timing. You know, again, if you do it in August or September, you have 4 months extra time. But this timing right now is the worst. This is the worst time. You to have an injury like that at the end of the season is it probably puts your season in jeopardy.
Yeah, no
probably
doubt.
Not going to play.
So that news just coming down. Also, the Cardinals injury news coming out. David Johnson missed today's practice with a quad injury, but Steve Wilks does expect him to play against the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday, but he was out today, so that's going to be another injury kind of to monitor as the week goes along. But obviously the Kamdichie injury, when we get to the end of the season, that'll be 48 games he was eligible to play in, for for lack of a better word. He only played in 27 of them.
Can't keep him. Availability is the major thing in football. 16 games. It's not a baseball schedule, a football schedule. It's 16 games.
Yeah.
And if you can't play in half the games, you're not. There's no value.
And I know
can't keep the guy.
He was a late first round draft pick, but there's been a lot of scrutiny on the draft picks of Steve Keim during his tenure. You'd have to chalk that one up to as a big miss. It was thought to be a steal at the time because of Kamdichie's talent. The only reason he was available at the end of that first round was character.
I don't mind rolling the dice there on a kid with all that talent. At that point in the draft, I don't mind. I mean, Reuben Foster was another kid in that draft that didn't work out.
True.
A lot of players in every draft that don't work out. But I think at that spot where they were drafted, it was almost, what the hell, maybe. That was
the feeling at the time,
Darnell,
sure.
Let's see if we can get a Darnell Dockett type of player in here. And he just hasn't worked out. Unfortunately for him, he was productive this year. I mean, his numbers show that he was somewhat productive.
Somewhat. Couple games.
Somewhat but, productive.
But
is
any,
better
growth,
than nothing.
Any growth was positive for him after what we had seen.
Second on the team in sacks. Tied for second on the team in quarterback hits. Third in tackles for loss, I think. And only playing about 46% of the time. But to Vinny's point, a lot of that did come in very concentrated moments, right? The Chargers game.
But that game they lost by 35 points, and he was the only guy that had even showed up to play that day,
basically,
on either side of the ball. So, yeah, take it for what it's worth.
For what it's worth. Yeah. It's been a very frustrating ride for Robert Kamdichie and the Cardinals. And the fifth-year option that they have to pick up, they have to make that decision by May.
They're not expecting them to pick it up from what I am being told. They're not expecting them to pick it up.
He's already under contract for 2019, so that's not the fifth year. The fifth year would be the 2020 season. So he's already under contract for next year, but as we've seen with Marcus Golden, torn ACL, and I mean, this has almost been a lost year for Marcus Golden. He's been on the field, but he hasn't been the same Marcus Golden that we were accustomed to seeing back in 2016.
Not at all, and that's the harsh reality for knee injuries for a lot of these players.
It takes an extra year.
They're never the same.
Yeah. I think if you come back and you expect them, it takes a year.
Yeah. We saw with Tyrann Mathieu as well.
And he's having a good year this year.
Exactly.
But it takes a whole year of playing. But before you get, then the next year you're okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're in Vinny's time slot here, and Vinny's agreed to, thanks for hanging around to help host your own show.
It's always a weird feeling.
15 minutes, I know it is, right?
When you're driving around in your car and the little monitor on your screen says Bickley and Murata, I'm like, I'm not there. This
not
is kind of cool.
but when we come back, Vinny's a lot like the two of us, lifelong Suns fans, and today has been a very interesting day for the Phoenix Suns organization. We're going to talk about that, the latest information that Gambo's been able to obtain about the city council vote today for the arena renovation that apparently has been delayed, this threat that has been reported by AZ Central about a relocation of the Phoenix Suns. We're going to talk about all of that coming up next here on our Holiday Heroes broadcast. Burns, Gambo, Vince Murata here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Appreciation and cooperation of the 100 Club. We're balancing our efforts to raise money and awareness and say thank you to them and everything that they do today here on our Holiday Heroes broadcast, our annual Holiday Heroes broadcast. But at the same time, doing what we do when talking sports in the Valley. And today has turned into an unexpectedly busy day when it comes to sports in the Valley here on our Holiday Heroes broadcast. John Gambadoro, Vince Murata from the Bickley and Murata Show, joining us here at the GCU Golf Course. The story broke this morning that the scheduled vote by the Phoenix City Council to vote on arena renovations for Talking Stick Resort Arena was delayed to today. Or there's going to be a motion to have it delayed today, and it's expected to pass. And when it does, it might not happen until January 23rd, giving them more time to hear public arguments for and against, and giving the Suns more time to make their arguments why and perhaps negotiate a different type of deal in terms of how much money is kicked in. In the middle of that, The thing that everybody's reacting to today was this line from Lori Roberts' column on azcentral.com, in which she wrote, in writing about this story today, "Meanwhile, Robert Sarver is telling city officials he may take the team to Seattle or Las Vegas, one source told me." That's got everybody freaking out.
All right, Vinny, I've talked about it a lot. I'll let you chime in. Go ahead.
As if Robert Sarver could do anything else to make himself less popular in Phoenix, Arizona.
I know, right?
This reminds me of what happened in Charlotte with George Shinn. He was so unpopular in a Bible Belt area.
And just kind of said, screw it.
They moved the team to New Orleans, and then the league took over. Mm-hmm. That's what happened to George Shinn.
But
he was the owner in Charlotte. He was very, very unpopular. They moved the team to New Orleans, and the NBA ended up taking over that team.
And they ended up getting another team out of it.
They did.
You have to look at this situation, and if you look at it from a high level, and you say, okay, they're asking for renovations. We know, and I don't blame the public for being upset. Public funds and sports venues don't really mix in 2018 and beyond. We know this for a fact. But we also know the shelf life of an arena is about 20 to 25 years now. Mm-hmm. And the Suns are already at 25 years with Talking Stick Resort Arena, even after all the renovations they've made to that building.
They need a new arena. They need something.
I totally agree with you. But the threat, if this vote doesn't pass from the city council, and the grand scheme of things is $150 million of public funds to keep a team in downtown Phoenix that is continuing to grow till at least 2037, maybe 2042, that's worth more than $150 million to me. But the threat is there, if you don't pass this vote, that the Suns are going to look for other options.
Would the Board of Governors allow the Phoenix Suns to leave? I think not. Initially, I think not.
This is a 50-year franchise. That means something.
They're not going to let I don't believe that the Board of Governors of the NBA would allow the Phoenix Suns to pick up and go to Vegas or Seattle. That's my opinion. I don't think so. Go back and work. Now, a lot of this may be just negotiation. I mean, maybe.
I think that's part of it.
Right now, it's a two-thirds, one-third split. The taxpayers are paying two-thirds of the renovation, mm-hmm. and Robert Sarver is paying a third of the renovations. You might have to come up. You might have to say, okay, it's 50-50. Okay, now it's more amenable. Now I can make it. Now I could go back. I can go back. Okay, now it's a better deal for the taxpayers. Okay, I can make that work. I mean, it may be just as simple as that. I mean, go back, figure it out. Okay, we got to put a little bit more in. To get this city council to agree to give us money, we might have to put a little bit more in. They take a little bit less out of the taxpayers, and then we got a deal. It could be that simple.
It could be. You're exactly right.
But people aren't dumb. I mean, they look at the Suns. They know Robert bought in for $400 million. They know it's worth $1.2 billion. People probably look at this and go, wait a minute, an organization that's worth over $1 billion, and I'm using the air quotations here, only chipping in $80 million when the city is chipping in twice that. People see that disparity. And they probably also, I would imagine, look at like the mechanism that's in place and say, this isn't even something that can be voted on by the public, right? That by renovating the arena and not
keeping it under that threshold.
By keeping it under that threshold, it's not even open for a public vote. Well, it's open just for a council vote, and that might upset some people too, that they don't even have because if it did have the opportunity to be voted on by the general public,
it does.
It would never pass.
I agree with you.
Here's the things I found out in making some calls during this show. The state constitution of Arizona allows the people to challenge a decision of elective officials if they can come up with enough signatures within 30 days. So this could end up in the courts because the city council is going to say you don't have a right to put it to a referendum, and they're going to say that we do. Because the state constitution does allow the people to challenge a decision of elected officials. So even if they did pass it today 4-3, it could end up going to a public vote. Because they could fight it. Ends up in the courts. And people say, we want to vote on this. It's our taxpayer money. And it could end up. So you've got 30 days to collect the signature and put the matter before a public vote. That happened at Los Arcos. It did not happen in Glendale for the Yotes. But it did happen in Los Arcos. And that's why it got voted down. So that's something to keep your eye on, too. We say, okay, no public vote, just city council. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Yeah. Look, the threat, And Vinny, you and I come from very common ground on this. Mm-hmm. You've been a fan of the Phoenix Suns since
77.
Okay, 77. And I'm not trying to diminish Gambo's
77,
fandom.
77, 74, 65.
You remember those teams? Garfield Hurd.
1984. Jack Hornacek.
Don Boozy.
Gundrzak.
Paul Westphal.
It feels, I get the threat. Okay, I get it. It's a leverage game. Charlotte threatened a move. Or no, Milwaukee threatened a move. Mm-hmm. And they got a new arena.
Yes.
Sacramento threatened to move. They got a new arena. I understand how that's how the game is played. But I'm going to go back to something you said at the very beginning of the segment. For a team that is, what, now 4-24?
Uh-huh.
And has been mired in this just awful stretch of basketball spreading out over years, it is the most ill-timed, ill-tasting threat that I can possibly imagine from an organization that just doesn't feel like it has the juice to make threats like that right now. I understand if you look at the story from 30,000 feet, this is how sometimes these deals get done.
Absolutely.
I get that.
Absolutely.
But as a lifelong Suns fan who can say, in all honesty, the Phoenix Suns were my first love as a child, it makes me sick that a threat was allegedly made in that regard, because it's just the worst time in the world to go play in that car. It feels very early in the process, if you're Robert Sarver and the Suns, to play that relocation card right now.
I agree with that, too. Very early, and I'm sure Robert Sarver didn't want that to become public. That was probably a behind closed door statement that did leak out, and that will fuel the emotion in all of this. But something to consider, too. Seattle and Las Vegas, these two relocation possibilities that have been mentioned very early in this process. You don't think the NBA has those two cities earmarked for expansion?
But not over Phoenix.
They could very easily add two expansion teams. I'm just saying that would eliminate the possibility of Phoenix relocating to one of those two.
Shin had to leave Charlotte, go to New Orleans. What did they do with Charlotte?
They gave him an expansion franchise.
There's also the ability. I mean, if for some reason, if the NBA and other owners have tired of Sarver, I mean, you could move them, and then you could do an expansion team here. I don't think you would because of the Suns in the 50 years here.
Yeah.
But what happened in Charlotte, I'm just giving you an example. What happened in Charlotte is they moved the team to New Orleans, the league took over, and then they gave Charlotte an expansion
team. And here's the thing to consider, too, about this public vote, if it ever went to a public vote. The public would vote almost unanimously yes if it meant Robert Sarver wasn't the owner of Phoenix. I truly believe that. I believe he's that unpopular right
there
now
are,
among that fan base.
Yes. I haven't made the playoffs in a long time. I mean, I don't think that's not debatable. And there are a lot of people in Phoenix that would buy – in Arizona that would buy this team and keep it here. There are a lot of people that would buy this team.
Yeah.
If it was for sale, he'd have no problem selling it. I mean, he turned it from $400 million into $1.2
billion. All right, let me run this by you real quick because we're starting to run out of time here with Vince Murata. Two things. No Trevor Ariza last night. He didn't play. Speculation. The speculation meter got cranked up to an 11 last night that a deal perhaps was imminent. Number two, this report from Sham Sharania over at The Athletic. The Rockets are emerging as a suitor for the L.A. Lakers and their guard Tavius Caldwell-Pope in multi-team trade scenarios with the Lakers and the Suns. What on earth would the Rockets have that the Suns would want if they're the third team looped into a potential Ariza, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope deal?
Brandon Knight's on the block. They're trying to shop him. They really are.
I was just going to say, are we looping back to Brandon Knight in these conversations? God help us all.
What do the Rockets have that Phoenix would want?
Not much.
Not much.
Not a lot.
Well, I do not believe that Ariza's going to the Lakers. And Fultz is not coming here. From my conversations, they don't have any interest in Fultz. They don't have any interest in Caldwell Pope. I think the Laker thing, you know, they are not the front runners for Ariza. They are not. You know, I talked with somebody just now. I just got off the phone a few minutes ago with somebody who was with Ariza, talking to Ariza at the game yesterday. And, I mean, I do think that he... you know, he's hopeful that he's going to be moved. He does not want to be here. He is very hopeful that he's going to get moved very soon.
I don't know if you guys noticed, they showed him on the bench last night. His suit was made out of bubble wrap. That's how clearly it is. Clear it is that there's going to be a deal made.
Well, I said if he doesn't play, that means the deal's in place. But it was a back-to-back, so we do have to, you know, take that into consideration. It was a back-to-back.
Yes, and that's a convenient excuse for a team trying to
make
throw
sure
up
get
a
injured.
Exactly. But back-to-back, it's mid-December. December, and the guy signed a $15 million contract.
And he hasn't missed a single back-to-back all season
long. Exactly.
Now, did he play minutes in the front end of those previous back-to-backs? No, but why now? Why are you going to sit him now in a back-to-back? And you know, if you're the Suns, by not playing him, all you're doing is amping up the speculation. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to avoid that, you could have played him 15 minutes last night. Nobody would be talking about
exactly.
this.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because he played, like, what, 40 minutes the other night or close to it?
He played a lot.
He played a lot.
But he's 33. We're in December, for goodness sakes. It's not like the season is that old. Vinny, as always, we appreciate you letting us barge in on your airtime today.
It's well worth it. As always, thanks to you guys and the whole staff and everybody here at GCU Golf Course for doing what you do for the 100 Club. It's a great event every year. I look forward to it every year.
I'm glad you mentioned the staff. You know, we have a lot of people here at 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station who are working really, really hard to put this on behind the scenes, and they deserve a real special shout-out as well. Vinny, we'll catch you tomorrow at 10 a.m. with Bick.
Sounds good.
Latest on all of this.
Thanks, guys.
Vince Murata from the Bickley and Murata Show. When we come back, we'll turn our attention back to the 100 Club of Arizona, the Holiday Heroes broadcast today, presented by Copper Springs Health and your Arizona Ford dealers here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station.
Holiday Heroes, benefiting the 100 Club of Arizona, helping real heroes all across our state. Presented by Copper Springs Health and your Arizona Ford dealers. Live from the GCU Golf Course, Holiday Heroes on 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Busy day, and we appreciate you being involved in our busy day here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, and our Holiday Heroes broadcast. We're kind of juggling everything right now, right? We got news from the Cardinals, we got news from the Suns, we've got trade speculation. We haven't even really dived into the hot stove league stuff yet with the Arizona Diamondbacks, but there's a good reason we're juggling everything today. This is our annual thank you. Not only to the 100 Club of Arizona, because they certainly, after 50 years, they deserve a big thank you for everything they've done to our community, for our community. But most importantly, just a giant thank you. If you're a police officer right now and you're listening to the broadcast, thank you.
Yep.
If you're a firefighter listening to the broadcast right now, thank you.
Corrections officer, Border Patrol agents, EMTs, the list goes on and on and
DPS officer, thank you.
We're grateful.
Marshal. Parole officer, U.S. Marshal, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. I know you don't probably hear that as much as you should, and that's too bad. But today is a day where we can say thanks, and that's more than anything, that's what we're trying to do. The money's great. The 100 Club appreciates the financial ability to bring these checks to these families if there's some awful, terrible tragedy that happens. But they also like the fact that we just take today to recognize you, our first responders, the first people in when everybody is running out. We appreciate you and everything that you do every single day, and it probably doesn't get said enough, and that's why we're dedicating the bulk of our day to the 100 Club of Arizona today.
And
right?
Listen, and we want you to donate. You'll feel good about it. It is a 501(c). It's a tax donation, but we also want to give you a chance to win some great jerseys. So we've got right now, I mean, you could win Devin Booker's jerseys up there. Archie Bradley's is up there. Clayton Keller is up there. A lot of great jerseys, and for a $25 donation, you'll have a chance. Just a $25 donation, you will have a chance. For a $100 donation, you could win the ultimate sports package. I mean, it's so many. You sitting courtside with Jerry Colangelo at a GCU game, having courtside seats for a Suns game, glass tickets for a Coyote game, on the field for the Cardinal game, on the field batting practice with the D-backs. I mean, it's an unbelievable sports package and a $100 donation, and you'll have one winner in that. You could win all of that. You'll be styling.
The package is unbelievable. It's all those things Gambo mentioned, all in one, including the Arizona sports-themed fat scooter, along with all the tickets, along with all the special experiences. The way for you to get into that, Vinny. Oh, Gambo, you better go beat up Vince Murata.
Get off my scooter.
He's moving in on your fat scooter.
That's my fat scooter.
He's moving in on it. You better go muscle your.
It's like moving in on my girl.
He's moving in on your territory over there. Vince Murata trying to think like he's going to make off with a fat scooter. Here's how you get involved with that. Text 100 Club to 620-620. That's 100 Club to 620-620. Make a minimum $100 donation.
Let's go. Let's get these donations in.
And you'll be entered to win that whole package we're talking about, the ultimate Arizona sports fan package. You're also entered to win the jerseys that we're giving out. And the more times you enter for that. So, like, if you donate $500, you get 5 entries into the Ultimate Arizona Sports Package. So it there's incentive there to donate more than $100 because you get all of those entries that come
with it. And for every woman out there, every dollar donation, a chance to win a date with Vince Murata. All right, maybe not.
Really?
All right. Angela's laughing.
I'm looking at the...
I'm putting my money away.
I'm looking at the... all the sheets they gave me. I don't see
I don't see
anything here about a date
with Vince Murata.
Vince Murata.
For every $1 donation, a date with you.
I don't see it.
Somebody can win.
Gambo, the point is to try to get people to call.
We're trying to
get people to text. We did. The signed Suns basketball went to James Tompkins of Phoenix. Coming up in a few minutes, that Archie Bradley number 25 jersey is the next thing to go, followed by Derek Stepan. That's after that. So if you want to get in on that, $25, you can text 100CLUB to 620-620 and make a donation, a minimum $25 donation to the 100CLUB. The thing they do that gets the most attention, and there's so many other things the 100CLUB does, is when there is a death in the line of duty, and we've had 3 line of duty deaths
so far in Arizona. One 10 days ago.
Yep.
10 days ago we had one.
The 100CLUB is there the next day, check in hand, and says, okay, you don't have to worry about this. I know you've got a lot to worry about, a lot to process, a lot of healing, a lot of thinking to do. Here's one thing you don't need to worry about. The money. Here's money for you to pay rent,
sure,
buy the kids Christmas presents.
You got family flying in. You got a lot of stuff you got to worry about, right? You got funeral expenses that you've got to deal with. I mean, the expenses when someone dies adds up very quickly, very quickly. I mean, you're not thinking about it. I mean, nobody's thinking about where they're going to be buried and how they're going to be buried and how much it's going to cost to be buried and things like that. So the immediate financial assistance helps out greatly. It helps out tremendously these families. But the 100CLUB is with you far longer than that. I mean, there's a lot of emotional support that goes on. They stay with you every step of the way. Like Jason Schechterly told us, I mean, everybody in the 100CLUB, most people in the 100CLUB, have dealt with something like this. That's why they work there, because they've dealt with a tragedy, losing a loved one. And again, we've had 3, and the most recent one was a U.S. Marshal here in Arizona, went to go serve a felony warrant, was shot and killed, leaves behind a wife and 4 children. This was 10 days ago. It's 10 days ago. There is a U.S. Marshal. He's no longer with us, but his wife goes on, his 4 kids go on, because he just went to go serve a search warrant. A felony warrant. Went to go serve a warrant. Guy shot him and killed him. And that's terrible. You feel so bad for that family. So you could help. Like, you could help that family right now, that family of that U.S. Marshal here in Arizona, who lost his life, and now his wife and children who live here in Arizona don't have their dad.
Text 100CLUB, 100CLUB, to 620-620 to get involved today. We appreciate you getting involved. We thank you, the audience of 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station, for making this a priority every year, as we do when we do this broadcast. And when we come back here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station, you, the listeners, not the only ones doing special things. Lots of people in the community rallying together around the 100CLUB. We'll tell you more about that coming up right here on the Burns and Gambo Show and Holiday Heroes.
Holiday Heroes with Burns and Gambo.
Benefiting the 100CLUB of Arizona.
Presented by Copper Springs Health and your Arizona Ford dealers. Live from the Grand Canyon University Golf Course in Phoenix, this is Holiday Heroes on 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
I remember this from last year. I don't know if everybody was here from a year ago, but I do remember the now famous surprise fire versus surprise police department softball tournament in the name of raising money for the 100CLUB of Arizona. And joining us right now, Mike Payne, Robbie Mulligan, Mike Donovan from the surprise fire and police departments here on our 100CLUB broadcast, our Holiday Heroes broadcast. Welcome back. Thank you for stopping by. I recognize you, Officer Donovan.
Yes, sir.
My apologies. Were you two here with us last year or new to the party?
Okay. New to the party.
New to the party, sir. Yes. Who won the game?
Do I remember? Do you recall?
Well, I will tell you. Again, it's a charity event.
Yes.
And there were no losers because we raised money for these wonderful organizations.
I'm not buying that.
So, yeah, we were all winners that day.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, fire won.
However,
As I said, there were no losers.
The police officer is the one saying that. The firefighter at the far end of the table would like to add a comment.
Yes, absolutely. So as they have short memories on this type of thing, so we absolutely take these games very seriously as they do and having fun out there. But, you know, we like to brag on the part that at the end of the day that, you know, we have more runs than they do. And we hold on to the annual trophy that stays at one of our fire stations. And
that had nothing to do with this particular game. And we did let them have that trophy. But that's a different topic for a different day.
Everyone's winners, right?
Absolutely.
Everyone is a winner, Officer Donovan. Everybody is a winner. Gambo's shaking his head. He's not.
Firefighters get it all, right? They get the women. They get to win the games.
But you know what? Again, we're here. We have $1,000 that we're giving to the 100 Club today, and that was pretty much what it was all about. So it was raising
awareness.
And that is the most
Absolutely. Important thing, because we've been doing this for 11 years. And I remember when we started doing this radiothon, it was not anybody that I knew that knew anything what the 100 Club was. They had no idea what the 100 Club is. So we began this a while ago, and we raising awareness was the most important thing. Let people know that there is a great charity out there that benefits the families of injured and fallen firefighters, police officers, not just firefighters and police, but also Border Patrol, corrections officers, EMTs. A marshal was killed 10 days ago. I don't know if you guys know about
Absolutely.
That. We lost a U.S. marshal 10 days ago. Was shot serving a felony warrant, was shot and killed, leaves behind a wife and four kids. So the 100 Club helps all of the first responders. And this was our way to give back to the community and make people aware of what was going on. And there's so many great charity events out there. And this was one that I don't think a lot of people knew anything about. So we decided to get behind it 11 years ago, and we stick with the 100 Club.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
As officers, both in the fire and the police department in Surprise, what does the 100 Club mean to you? Mike, I'll start with you at the end as a Surprise firefighter. I'm guessing you've been on the force for a while now. What does the 100 Club mean for you and the men and women who serve with you in the Surprise Fire Department?
Yeah, so I've been with the fire department for the last 15 years. And, unfortunately, we suffer some of the same problems that we see out in the same, you know, with the normal community and losing loved ones. And if we ever have the situation where somebody loses their life in a line of duty or loses their is unable to walk or work anymore because of a job in the line of duty, having a situation where an organization can step in to help, you know, the finances with that family and really just help to support them in other ways. And so it's been a great program for that. So we're happy to be a part of it.
Officer Donovan. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'll go after you. Go ahead.
I agree with exactly what he said, and I have a very good friend, Don Suker, who passed away several years ago, and he was a supervisor with the City of Surprise Police Department, and the 100 Club helped his family during that tough time, so it's personal for me as well, because I've got to see it in action. So.
Yeah.
The thing I was going to say is, you know, I've got a buddy, he's a firefighter, and he's just saying right now, I mean, facilities, the fleet is way out of date. They don't have enough reserve trucks when a truck goes downtown for repair to put our guys in, and they need six more stations to serve the citizens of Phoenix. And I know a lot of the things everybody talks about just the death, but I know the 100 Club is a lot of fire departments will, you know, hey, listen, you know, we don't have the updated equipment, and they have stipends and stuff to be able to help. Hey, listen, we could chip in this amount of money to help everybody have the proper equipment, whether it's a helmet or a vest or whatever the new latest equipment is to protect the firefighters and the police department. Because a lot of budget cuts have just killed these departments. Isn't that true?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're always looking for a way to fund, you know, new equipment and new technologies.
It's always
a struggle. It's always a struggle to find, you know, the tax dollars to be able to do those things. And so, you know, efficiencies and with the downturn from the economy from 10 years ago and just people wanting to stretch their dollar further and further. But there becomes a point where, you know, the equipment just wears out, you know. You do need new trucks. You do need new equipment. Technologies change and improve. And so, it's nice to be able to have different resources to tap in to help supplement that.
I know some firefighters, they haven't gotten a raise in 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the truth. They haven't gotten a raise in 10 years. I mean, it's tough. But I know the 100 Club does like to help out with equipment and stuff. So it's not just the line of duty deaths and the injuries, but it's also making sure that you guys are prepared to go in and do your jobs and be safe. So if there are safety measures that can help protect our police officers and our Border Patrol agents, our firefighters, the 100 Club will get behind those projects and help.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a great organization.
Yeah, a real benefit to the society, no doubt. So is the softball game on for next year, too?
This will be an annual event, and we will continue to partner with the 100 Club and a couple of the other organizations that we raise money for as well.
Okay, so what? This is two straight years now.
Yes.
What are you guys going to do about that? I mean, what?
Again, you're bringing up a topic that really has no relevance here. This was a successful event. We raised money and everybody was a winner. So you want to talk about the trophy game? We'll come back for that later. That one matters.
A couple of ringers, man.
Maybe. I mean, just you know.
You. I mean, can't they make you a surprise honorary police officer for a day?
I will say that the fire department, they typically have their guys fresh out of the academy. That's their team, and we haven't gotten that lucky yet to have the youngins on our team yet.
You can't see him, but Mike is over your left shoulder right now, and he's kind of doing the blah, 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 blah thing.
Mike didn't play.
Yeah. I'm there to make sure the team is equipped and ready to play.
There you go.
And properly hydrated.
We do have some of our senior firefighters that do represent the team. In fact, our captain of the team. Shout out to Captain Rick Valdez because he's looking towards his end of his career, and yet he's out there, a member playing.
I will say, Rick was a big part of putting this event on as well. He couldn't, unfortunately, make it today, but yeah. He and Julie Moore helped me out a lot with this.
Well, I appreciate you guys doing it either way. I mean, win or lose, the bottom line is you're raising money for a great cause of the 100 Club. And, again, raising awareness for everything the 100 Club does. So we appreciate it, guys.
We do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Got Mike Payne, Robbie Mulligan, and Mike Donovan from the Surprise Police and Fire Departments, their annual Fire versus Police Department Softball Tournament Gambo. They raised $1,000. It was held on Veterans Day, November 12th, 2018, at Surprise Stadium. Wonderful to see.
There's no truth to the rumors that after the game, all the firefighters went to their vehicles and they had parking tickets. There is no truth to that rumor.
No, there are no sources.
There are parking tickets sources on cannot all confirm the firefighters that. Yeah, drove sources. To the
we're very fortunate. We have a wonderful relationship. We're definitely a partner and a family at the Surprise Police Department and Fire Department.
He's not buying it. We're trying to create this.
I know.
We leave it on the field.
Yeah, that's the cliche to play right there. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. You can get involved as well if you're listening right now. Text 100 Club to 620-620. That's 100 Club to 620-620. Make a donation, minimum of $25. You're going to be entered to win one of our autographed items. In fact, Gambo Greg Kettle of Tempe has won the autographed Archie Bradley jersey.
How about that?
Okay. For his
$25
donation.
The jersey's yours.
Derek Stepan jersey is up next. Yeah. You can win that with a $25 donation. You can win any of the jerseys that we have from now until 6 o'clock for a minimum $25 donation. But if you donate $100, Gambo, you'll be entered to win the Ultimate Arizona Sports Fan Package. A pair of Suns courtside seats, 4 glass seats to an upcoming Coyotes game, pair of tickets to watch D-backs batting practice in a D-backs game, a pair of tickets and pregame field passes to the Cardinals-Rams game, 1 pair of tickets to sit with Jerry Colangelo at the GCU New Mexico State game on February 9th, and the Arizona sports-themed Fat Scooter. All of that.
That's a $2,000 value.
You could win that for just $100
entry. Yep. Yeah, why not? Let's do it. Let's have some fun today. $100 donation. You have a chance to win that in a gigantic package. And by the way, the $100 donation, you also get a chance to win all the jerseys too. So you're not out on that. $100 donation to the 100 Club. Let's do it. Text 100 Club to 620-620 right now. Make your $100 donations. It's tax deductible. It goes to a great cause. Let's do it right now. Text 100 Club to 620-620. Make your donation. And legitimately, you'll have a good shot to where your odds aren't that bad. You'll have a chance to win some prizes here.
Donate to the 100 Club today. Text 100 Club to 620-620. We're back with the start, the normal start time for the Burns and Gambo show. Straight up 2 o'clock coming up in a few minutes here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.